Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today's episode brought to you by Atlanta United, proud community partner of The Burt Show. Don't miss the 2025 home opener. Five Stripes taking on Montreal this Saturday, February 22nd. We're giving away tickets to the home opener right now on Instagram, which is at The Burt Show. Head on over there, enter to win, and if you don't get lucky, you still win. You guys get an exclusive discount. Just hit the episode description for your special ticket link or visit ATLUTD.com now.
The Burt Show.
All right, she already knew her man was cheating. That was a given. But she also wanted to know if he was cheap. Turns out, yes, he's a cheater and he's cheap. So how did Valentine's Day end up for our To Catch a Cheater War of the Roses Burt Show listener? We're going to check in with her in just a minute. But I wanted to share this because it ties in with this whole cheating segment that we have coming up. How Faith Evans caught Biggie cheating. This is crazy. So I found this at Golden Era Stories. And the way Faith Evans caught Biggie cheating is kind of genius. And the woman has a secret power that I didn't know you could possess.
No, Big was just younger. He was just slipping up at times, you know, just getting caught up and just doing stupid, man. It messed up their marriage.
So if Faith wasn't a singer, she would be a great detective.
God, my ears are golden. Let me just tell you. I recognize the tones on the dial pad and dialed this girl's number back.
Yo, she pressed redial on the phone and she listened to the tones that play back. And, you know, when you press redial, go do, 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 do. And she listened to every tone and found each number from the tone. Like, who does that?
That's crazy.
I never heard that part of the story.
Right? So she would sit there and she hit redial and she'd listen to those tones and she could tell what was a one, what was a two, or, you know, what was the three. Like she figured it out, and that's how she was able to redial the number.
That's insane. I know the tone sounds slightly different, but I don't know them enough to know which number represents which tone. That, yeah, she wanted to find out. She's on a mission.
This is why the FBI should be all women, right?
Facts.
Right? All right, so let's get Chrissy back on. So for last week's To Catch a Cheater War of the Roses, Chrissy was hitting us up, and she's like, listen, I know I'm with the dirtbag. I know he's cheating on me. We live together. I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row before, you know, so I can move out. And so I've just been sitting on this. But she had found out he was cheating a while ago. And then, like, the nail in the coffin was the fact that she had set up the Open Table app on his phone, and it was her account. And he made a reservation for a fancy dinner that she was not invited to. And she knew it was for the other woman. And because it was the Open Table was set up in her account, she got the text message to confirm the reservation. So she knew what time they were eating, where they were eating, all of that stuff. She wanted us to do War of the Roses to be like, okay, I know he's spending X amount of dollars on her. I want to see if he's going to cheap out and send me, his girlfriend, the free flowers. Which he did. And they were a very romantic, like, my devotion, my undying love is to you type of flowers. So we were taking some Burt Show listeners, calling up, giving her advice. And one person said to cancel the reservation, which we thought was genius. But then a guy called up and said, don't cancel it. show up there, like be there when they arrive to bust him in person. So, Chrissy, girl, give us the update. What happened?
Okay, I got to tell you, I was so tempting to do the big scene, have the dramatic moment, yeah. Show up looking incredible, throw some wine in someone's face or something. But then, you know, I decided I should sit with that before I decided, you know, before it's a yes or no on that plan. And then, honestly, it was just a few hours before the reservation that I came to my senses and I was like, I'm going to be so emotional. I'm going to look all kinds of crazy. And everyone in the restaurant, like, I mean, I'm going to be the crazy woman who's coming in and throwing glasses of wine, right? And they're just going to see this couple sitting down to a nice dinner. So I was like, no, I feel like that's going to be a bad look on me, right? So instead, now remember, this is a few hours before, I just canceled the reservation.
You did? Oh. I like that. I like that move better. Because like you said, you're just going to be the one with like egg on your face and looking crazy. And he can just use that as an example of, see what I'm having to deal with?
Yeah, exactly. But I decided that wasn't enough.
Oh.
Okay. Don't stop there.
I knew he had that plan, and I mean, I doubt that that restaurant would have another table. I'm sure they had a wait list because it was, you know, day. But just to add extra satisfaction, I had my brother come over. He works in construction, and he changed the locks on my condo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Diabolical. Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm renting, and so, you know, technically you're not allowed to do that. But he can change them back before I move out, and that's at the end of this week. So, like, so worth it. And late, like, really late that night, I heard him come home from his gaming night with the boys. And I had left a note on the door. It was, like, short and sweet. I said, I know everything. Stay with whoever you had dinner with tonight. And I put the restaurant's name. And... how sweet it was. I was like inside sipping a glass of wine, just like enjoying the amusement of all of this, because he's like he tried his key, you know, didn't work, banged on the door, banged the door more, tried calling, tried texting, more banging, more calling. And I was just sitting there smiling with my glass of wine. It was so, I mean, it was like music. It was beautiful. And it took him like, it was a while. I was actually surprised. I was hearing from the neighbors like 20 minutes later, he left. I'm guessing he went to whoever's.
Yep.
And he's come back a couple times since, but I haven't let him in or spoken to him. I'm just, you know, just leaving that be. And, you know, I'm like pretty much set to move out. Like they're just a few last things to get ready for my big exit at the end of the week, have the locks rechanged back. And then, I can't wait to be done with this. But
be free.
That was like a nice moment. It was a nice moment with the glass of wine, I got to say.
Kudos. Yes. I'm not mad at the gameplay, Chrissy. Don't be mad at the game or don't be mad at the player. Be mad at the game.
Facts. I'm sorry this happened to you, but you are an inspiration because this is exactly how I would want to handle it.
I was about to say, I'm like, I almost feel like him cheating on you is worth the satisfaction that you've gotten from knowing that you called him out. Like, I know this sucks, man, but I mean, you got one up on him.
It's true. And I made him look like an idiot in front of this whoever she is.
Wait, do you...
Like, the canceled reservation. Like, can't even imagine.
Do you have, like, Ring camera footage of this that we can see?
Am I allowed to share that? I don't know. Is that okay?
That's up to you, Chrissy.
We ain't gonna say no.
Why not? All
right, well, thanks so much for the update. Hope the moving out goes smooth for you.
Stay strong.
I appreciate you and all your support. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to you reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Switching gears here, Mo and Abby, if you had the opportunity to speak to somebody on the other side, so a family member who is no longer Earth side with us, somebody gave you the gift of a psychic medium, would you take them up on that? Would you want to communicate with somebody on the other side?
I don't know how true this is, but somebody told me a long time ago that when you do this, the spirits have to travel very far in order to communicate with you, and it's actually exhausting for them, and that always kind of turned me off from trying it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I was told from someone who was a medium, so because of that, nah, they'll get over it. Yeah, I would still do it. No, I want to know.
Do they give them Holy Spirit Sky Miles?
I think they have to.
We're to see you.
Yeah, like you have time to rest. You'll be all right. I would do it.
Oh, yeah. I went through a Long Island medium phase where I, for some reason, like when I graduated college, I just had like this existential crisis that like I'm an adult now and just panicked about everything. And I was like, and what happens when we die? And blah, blah, blah. And so I would just like binge episodes of TLC's Long Island medium trying to try and get some kind of confirmation that there's life after all this. So the fact that like I might be able to talk to somebody on the other side, I'm taking that, and I would pay just about anything to do it.
Well, that opportunity has been presented to one of us. So producer Amber has been gifted a psychic reading, but does she take it?
So yes, if you're new here, back in the day, I was on this web series called Between Women. And one of the other actors, Dredd, a really good friend of mine, we've been friends for like, wow, 15 years. So crazy. I feel old. Anyways, Dredd is dating someone who was a psychic, and she had been meaning to get to me. I think she said like around Christmas, because she knew that Christmas was hard because my mother passed, you know, around the holidays a couple of years ago. And it was, and she's right. So she decided, hey, I want to gift you a psychic reading from my girl. And I'm like, what? Because that's never a gift I've ever
thought
I'd
get. That is a very unique gift.
It is. And she's actually, according to Dredd, she's really good because, of course, I think they live together. So she's constantly getting readings and sharing them with Dredd. So there are times where things that she has seen and she shared it with her girl and they happen, you know. Mm. And so I know there are so many things you can do with a psychic reading. I do know that I don't know if she can do this, because I think every psychic or medium has different, I guess,
talents.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if she can talk to someone who's passed. If she can, I definitely want to give that a shot, because, you know, I love my mom, obviously. And my mom knew that I was really into the paranormal. So there is a good chance that she would travel however far it is, Mo, to come say hey to her baby girl.
I'm
you
sure
know?
She would. Absolutely.
But I guess my question would be, like, obviously, yes, I could talk to the dead, quote unquote. But what other questions should I ask? Should I ask about like my love life? Because that's trash. Financial, that's trash too.
You shouldn't ask questions you already know the answer to. Yeah. That's a waste.
That's why I feel like for a psychic and a medium are slightly different, because a psychic is looking into your future. A medium is communicating with, you know, with people from beyond. So depending on her quote unquote gifts that she has, if I'm going to see a psychic, I'm not asking any questions. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been instructed to give prompts, to help guide them in the reading, but I would just be like, okay, here I am. What do you see? Like, what are you picking up from my vibe? What are you picking up from my aura? What are you picking up from my energy? Because the skeptic in me is, if I ask a question, I feel like it's going to be a leading question for them.
That's
so if you're
true.
Asking about your love life, I feel like they're going to hook into that and be like, well, she's asking about her love life. That probably means it's not very good right now.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play into that. That
like
would be
that.
My concern coming in with prompts or questions.
I like that. I mean, when it comes to that, that actually makes a lot of sense when you put it that way, because that is kind of giving them a prompt. And I've never had a session with a psychic at all, let alone her. So I have no idea what to expect. Have either of you guys ever had a psychic reading before?
I had one, but I kind of stopped it early because I realized, for me at least, I didn't really want to be told about my future because I felt like whatever I was told, I was going to start to believe it and what happened.
Yeah.
And I just more so wanted to play out naturally. So I tried it, but I got up out of there pretty fast.
I've done tarot card readings twice, once on the show and then once at like a girls event I did for the One Less Lonely Girl Squad. And I can't say that they were super accurate, but I do think it is kind of interesting to take whatever they give you and use it as a prompt to like be introspective of like, okay, did I like what she said? And if I do, how would I get there on my own?
Hmm. So I've done tarot cards. I've done the hypnotic, past life regression, which was under hypnosis. I've also chatted with a medium. She was a nun.
What?
You know, our friend David from Bert's Big Adventure, mm-hmm. he's big into the afterlife, was writing a book, and he had one of these sessions that he had signed up for, but he ended up giving it to me because it was shortly after my dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to her, and I don't remember getting anything, like, a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I had to go on my journey of healing, my spiritual journey of healing, and it was right after my dad had passed away. So you and I have, like, you know, traversed this similar journey. And this was out in Arizona, and I did like this Reiki experience with a spiritual advisor, and he's also like a psychic medium, whatever. And I will never forget, he asked me about limes. So it was so bizarre, and I'm like, the fruit or the disease? And he couldn't really pinpoint it, but he brought up Lyme, whether it be Lyme disease or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. Like, no, that's not ringing. And I dismissed it. Well, it was later that night. So I had that session with him, which was wild and which was crazy. And he's like, after you're done, go dip into the pool and then like submerge yourself and then come out, cleanse, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is so good. He's telling me I got to bathe. Yeah. And I'm like, and I was in the pool and I'm like, I'm like, what am I doing? So I went to the room and took a hot shower and I just started falling. I just was laughing at the whole lake and I couldn't stop laughing. And then I started crying laughing and I went to a spot. And this was in Tucson, Arizona, and I sat down on a bench and I'm looking at these, you know, cacti and these mountains and the sun setting. It was gorgeous. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to my dad's voice. And I hadn't done it since he had passed away. So I sat there and I pulled out my phone and I had all these voice notes that I saved of him before he passed away. Right. So I'm listening to him tell a story. And in the story, he brought up Lyme disease.
What?
The one clip I chose to listen to.
Wow.
And he mentions Lyme and Lyme. And it was like something about a tick or what. It was like a crazy random dad story, right? It was about the Bluegrass Mafia. It was so random. But in it, he mentioned that. And I immediately stopped. And I felt like that was a way of me connecting. And that was like a little bit of a sign that he's there. Even though I can't physically see him, he's there. And it's so random, but it wasn't random to me. Like, it made sense to me. So I feel in that instance, if, you know, as long as you go in somewhat protected, I don't say you have to go in completely guarded, because I was definitely guarded when I did the experience. But I want to encourage you that if there can be, as long as no harm can be done and you feel there's a potential of some healing, then go for it.
I think it's going to be fun. Dred's a really good friend of mine, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you're definitely going to do
it. I'm going to make an appointment.
She came in here. She's like, my mind was made up.
Yeah, I was doing it.
I'm just scared.
I'm going for it all
the
way.
You got this.
The Bert Show.
Dads, if you take this as a personal attack, I think you're missing the message. Because if you are... I want to tread lightly here.
It's a thin line.
It is so thin. Because I feel like if you know the answers to these questions, then you are not the dad we're talking about. But you have to recognize that there are dads out there that need to step up and help out more when it comes to the mental load. So as a mom, obviously this, this is in my algorithm because all the parenting stuff is in my algorithm. And I will have to say, I think for Cassie and myself, because our husbands are stay-at-home dads, we don't have to deal with this. Yes, there is definitely mental load when it comes to being a mom or being the default parent. But in this instance, I think if we ask any of these questions to our husbands, they're going to know the answers to them. But listen to, she is a page turner. This is from Instagram. She is a page turner, P-A-I-G-E, because her name is Paige. It's kind of clever. And she's going to break down what she's talking about when it comes to moms, even if when they're a working mom, tend to be the default parent.
This is a viral tweet that's going around and I want to talk about it. It says, I'm preparing a client for a custody trial. I said, tell me the name of your child's teacher, pediatrician, dentist, their shoe size, clothing size, known allergies, favorite food, and best friend's name. The client said, why is any of that relevant? Now, before we talk about why all of that is relevant, I want to ask you, do you think the client is a mom or a dad? Most of the commenters assume it's a dad, including this one who said, fellow dads, do we know any of this stuff? I had my wife write it all down because I'm working my X to the Y to 100% provide for my family. Now, why do we all assume it's a dad? We assume it's a dad because there are many double standards that exist in parenting. We assume that women, regardless of whether or not they're working, will carry the mental load of raising children. They will know what size clothing they wear. They will take them to doctor's appointments and dentist appointments. They will talk to their kid's teacher and they will coordinate play dates with the kid's best friend. They will do that work, regardless of whether or not they work. But for dads, we often excuse them from active parenting or knowing this stuff about their kids because they have a job. And whether or not it's a well-paying job, we will often excuse men from knowing this information because they are working. But we do not do that for women. There is a double standard when it comes to parenting where we expect moms to do everything and be everything for everyone, regardless of whether or not they earn an income. And we do not expect the same thing from men.
And the funny thing is, if you're a mom and you don't know these things, you're a bad mom. Mm. But if you're a dad and you don't know these things, you're just a dad.
I mean, if as a dad, you can't answer those questions, that got to be eye-opening for you.
Right?
I feel like you can't really deny that one.
I feel like this should be a good exercise. And it's not to put your significant other on the spot, but they should know the answers to those questions.
It takes effort because I remember walking home the other day and my husband is the stay-at-home parent and I know the answer to all of these and so does he. But I remember like not having schoolwork straight. He's like, this is due tomorrow. She's got this today. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, and I remember thinking, I'm like, okay, but this is probably how maybe a working dad might feel with a stay-at-home mom. And it was a sign to me I needed to step up a little bit and like get more entrenched into the schoolwork. But then I also thought, well, maybe there's a conversation there where maybe Chad handles that as part of his quote-unquote stay-at-home job, and then I handle my workload. And so I think if you're feeling overwhelmed at work, this isn't also to say you need to memorize a fact sheet about your child. It's just you need to be involved with your partner and you guys need to be on the same page about who does what. But you need to take an interest in your kid's life. You should know the name of their pediatrician. You should know what clothing size they wear. There are basics that are obviously what you need to know as a parent.
Yeah, and like especially knowing things about like their friends and who they're hanging out with. And it's just, you know, my husband does know all this stuff, but, you know, I am the one that schedules the play dates. I am the one that buys all the birthday gifts for all of the birthday parties he goes to. I'm the one that signs them up for the summer camps. I'm the one that signs them up for the after school activities. I know we have Shining Hearts on Monday. I know we have Hola Amigos on Tuesday. I know we have Petit Picasso's on Thursday. I know that we have, what do we have on Friday? Oh, we have STEM on Friday. And I know where I have to pick them up at what spot. And damn.
I'm struggling with myself.
I'm not gonna lie, I was flexing a little bit there, even though I wavered at the end. But you know, it's little things like that. So I feel if you're listening to this and you're not taking it personal, and you're like, if you didn't know the answer, if you're a man and you have children and you didn't know the answer to most of those questions, I would implore you to go home and to ask your significant other those questions so you know the answers to them so you can be a more active participant in your kid's life. And I mean, let me tell you, if you go home and you're like, hey, honey, I realized that I need to step up my game when it comes to the mental load around here.
Ooh. Mm.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. The physical load is about to be a lot heavier, my guy.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ooh,
it looks like Cardi B did exactly what the people thought she did. So there was a rumor going around last year that Cardi B was cheating on her husband Offset with some guy. And this is very controversial because Offset has such a long history of stepping out on Cardi B. So when finally rumors were coming out that Cardi B might actually be doing the same thing, people were like, okay, wait a second. This might be more of a back and forth than people thought. So now, according to some photos that came out from Valentine's Day, she has started a relationship or is maybe continuing a relationship with wide receiver Stephon Diggs, who is exactly who people thought that she was having a relationship with while she was 8 months pregnant with her and Offset's most recent child.
Yeah. It we were wondering if it were true, and it's true because they've now gone public. I mean, listen, get your revenge however you get your revenge, right? It's not my life. It's not my business. I just don't necessarily understand if you are going to leave someone for cheating on you and treating you away, why do you leave them for a guy who's known for doing the same exact things and even worse? I just don't personally get that move.
So I saw that clip with DJ Academics, who's the one that kind of started this rumor and got everybody talking about this, where he was like, it makes no sense to me that if you are going to cheat on someone who is also cheating on you, why are you going to someone who is a bigger floozy than the guy that's stepping out on you with? Like, go get Joe Schmo from the sales department who's nice and isn't going to cheat on you and is going to stay in his lane. Don't go to this guy who's a womanizer.
Is there a little bit of delusion there thinking like, oh no, I'm such a catch, I'll make him change his ways?
Absolutely. I think a lot of women always go into a situation thinking he won't do it to me, I can be the one to change him. And I don't know Stephon Diggs personally, but from the stories we know about him, I don't see any change coming anytime soon. And if I'm Offset, I would feel better in knowing that Cardi has now gone to a guy that's worse than me. Like, I that wouldn't really feel like, oh, you got me. But if you go find a guy who I know is going to treat you like a queen and hold it down, I may feel away.
All right, over, under, how long before he cheats on her?
Stephon Diggs?
Uh-huh.
I think he already has.
Oh, yeah. it's happening right now.
As we speak.
He's probably taking now the under.
Going under.
Okay, this is big news for all of my book talk girlies. And it's good news, but it's also bad news. Well, the bad news comes first, but then good news is going to come later. So I'm going to break you down before I build you up. So Cassie and Kristen and I have talked a lot about these fairy corn books that we're absolutely obsessed with. They're called A Court of Thorns and Roses. And we've all been really excited about these books, because they're fantastic and they're cinematic and so fun to read, but also it's so fun to see your favorite series get turned into a TV series or a movie. And ACOTAR, which is the acronym for it, has been sold to Disney for like the last couple of years, and we've been waiting for Hulu to finally drop like a cast list and let us know when it's coming out.
All it takes is one bad hire, though, I feel like, to ruin the entire series.
It ruins the entire thing. And I was really excited about this because I know people were a little sketched out about Hulu. I think people wanted HBO, but
I think Hulu could represent.
I think Hulu could really crush it. And the guy behind Outlander was actually going to be like the showrunner or the main guy heading up the series. And I'm like, he did such a good job with Outlander. Like, I can't think of somebody who would do a better job than him on this. And so he eventually discontinued his contract with Disney, who owns Hulu, and so he wasn't a part of it anymore. And then people are like, okay, well, what's going on with the series now? Is it happening? And it turns out that actually Hulu is done with its rights by the end of summer 2025 for ACOTAR, and apparently the series is officially stopping development at Hulu. So it's bad news in the sense that, like, oh my God, like, they're not developing anymore. But it's good news because now everyone's like, HBO, call them up.
Come get your girl.
I think this is a good thing for fans of the series, because I did hear, this is a totally unfounded rumor, but sort of things like this stall out when maybe the author and the production company aren't seeing eye to eye. So, and I know that the books have been so delayed and Sarah had been in a lot of meetings, Sarah J. Maas, the author. So I'm hoping it's because Hulu wanted to go one direction and she was holding steadfast and being like, no, this work is canon. Like, you can't mess with it, and holding out for it. And I know she had a meeting with Margot Robbie at some point too in a coffee shop. So I would love to see a Margot Robbie helmed production of ACOTAR on HBO with the showrunner still from Highlander.
Outlander. His name is like Ronald D. Moore or something. He did so good. I would love for him to come back and then teaming up with Margot Robbie. And I'm sure now that there's even more hoopla behind the series, we can get even bigger names behind it. So this is really good news for the Book Talk girlies. And I'm very excited for them to hopefully sell it to HBO.
But what kind of role do we think Margot Robbie would have with the ACOTAR series?
I think she'd just produce it. Executive producer.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. I don't see her as any of the characters.
A lot of people have suggested maybe she'd be really good for the main villain from the first one, the lady villain.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. A lot of people have thrown that out there because then she can be in the first one, get her name out there, get the publicity, and then she's gone for the rest of the series.
I actually can see that.
Yeah, so could I.
Me too.
And I don't hate it.
Mo's been mentally taking a break for the last 2 minutes. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know where this is going, and I feel like this has high train wreck probability. Our producer, Messy Mikey, has a curious Caucasian question just in time for Black History Month.
This segment should be called Mikey Tries to Get Us Canceled Again.
So, Mikey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the floor over to you. And as a white woman, I'm going to sit here and shut up so our members of the Burt Show who are Black can answer your question.
Okay. All it is a question. This shouldn't end the world, but...
Yeah, it depends.
But it sounds like it could be not true. There could be someone messing with me. There's no way for me to approach this in any way to soften the blow. I'm just going to have to come right out and say it. Do Black people cut their hair and put it into Walmart bags and then sew it back into their head? And now I can expand on that if you'd like.
Please.
Why please Walmart? Do. Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought this could be bad. It's worse than I expected.
What?
Uh-huh.
So I was at this event and I was talking with this guy and he had that hair where it's like, I don't know what it's called. Is it dreads? It may be dreads, but it's black hair. And then at the end, it turns like orange for a little bit.
So it sounds like locks that have highlights.
Okay, possibly.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So another guy was talking to him, and he said, hey, your hair got a lot longer. This guy's a white guy. He said, your hair's growing really fast. And he said, oh, no, it's not growing fast. And he said, okay, did you get extensions? He said, no, this is my hair. Then he said he puts it in a Walmart bag and sews it back in. I think that's what he said.
Okay, that's making more sense. So there are some people who do cut their locks and they do save them because you do have the option to reuse your locks. You can sew them back in. And some people do it to where, for instance, a buddy of mine, his dad passed away and his dad had locks. So he cut off a piece of his dad's lock and then he sewed it into his own hair so he can kind of have his dad with him all the time. So there are things that does happen. As far as I know, it's for locks. I don't know about other hair.
So the same way you go to the store and buy human hair, there are people who would do that with their own hair.
There's some people who actually do shave off their locks because sometimes they want trying to go through like a new hair journey. I have a lot of friends who cut their locks off because they feel like there's just bad energy to the hair because they had a bad year or whatever, and they will cut it off. And then if they want to go back to it, they still have it. You can sew back in your locks.
I mean, I do have a bag of hair underneath my sink in my bathroom, but it's not mine.
That makes it better.
Whose hair is it? How did you procure?
It's my Ryan extensions. And I turned them into clip-ins.
Is it in a Walmart bag? We got questions.
Specifically a Walmart bag. It changes everything if it's Target.
I know, right? It's not in a plastic bag. It's more of like a, I'm being oddly specific. It's from the salon that I go to, and it's one of their like cardboard bags, and it's just they're tucked literally right underneath the sink.
So you have the Walmart bag hair too.
But it's
no.
I mean,
I think I'm more confused now. Can we do this as well? Can I cut my hair and put it back on?
I doubt it.
That's what I should have
done. I don't think your hair will be able to do that. See, locks are, your hair is together. So shaving off your hair, which is very like thin and stuff, I don't know if it's going to do the same.
No, let me ask,
do
it. Can he? He'll just put it on a track.
Yeah, you put it into like a weave or a wig.
Wait, can I ask how y'all do it? Do you sew it in or do you tie it?
Well, I've never done it, but I did interlock my locks when I first got it. So they take like a little crochet needle or whatever, and they just kind of interlock it. So when I get it started, it will begin to lock on its own.
Like sewing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
It sounds right to me.
Yeah.
I don't have hair. Never have. I don't know.
All right, do you feel better?
I feel better, and I think that wasn't that bad at all.
You learned something today.
I think we survived.
Ooh, it was scary, but we got through it.
We did it.
Next time, wait till March.
I mean, we were just like a couple of weeks away,
come on,
man.
We close, man.
The Burt Show.
When you ruin segments enough on The Burt Show, it becomes a segment in and of itself. Jackson ruins everything.
Jackson ruins everything. Jackson ruins everything. Jackson ruins everything. Why do you have to ruin everything, Jackson?
Yeah, why do I have to ruin everything? And speaking of ruining everything, remember last week when I ruined everything, including the audio stager that Mikey and I decided to make together?
You literally ruined your own intro.
Literally ruined our own intro. Now, bear in mind, I appreciate Kaylee and his daughter's help in making that one, but we took it upon ourselves to make a new one, which we thought was pretty good, but it kind of got panned a decent bit by you guys. But let's give that one a listen one more time.
Jackson ruins everything.
Okay. You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like a couple of dude bros got drunk on a Saturday night and opened up their overmodulated mic on their Dude Bro podcast network and then just recorded something.
I plead the fifth. Okay. So I understand. Now, listening back to that, I get it. We might have missed the mark a little bit.
Well, yeah, because there is... a rule in radio, like you got to get to the goods quick. That opening's, it's a little lengthy.
So I think we learned from that.
Okay.
And we actually went back into the lab.
Oh,
okay?
You did you?
Why?
We went back into the lab for a little bit of redemption, and we decided to put together a new one. This time, I really think that we're hitting the mark. I think the intro's not too long, and I'm very excited to hear y'all's reactions to what we put together.
I like that you said into the lab, like you're working on a cure for cancer.
Hey, just wait till you hear this, okay?
Yeah. Jackson ruins everything. Yeah. He ruined my hat, he ruined my clothes, he ruined my shoes, he ruined my spirit to live, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Come on now.
Dare I say it, that might be worse.
Thoughts? Comments? Questions?
Stay out the lab, bro.
don't go back in this.
I want to know, from that intro, how much of it was you and how much of it was Mikey that put that together?
Well, see, Mikey's kind of the audio engineer and the talent behind it, and I more have the vision, okay? So he's in the lab, and he's cooking up the beats, and he's, you know, pitching ideas, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to it back, and I'm approving things, I'm denying things here and there. It's a very complicated work in progress.
Are you going for adult film? Because that's what it's giving. That's the energy that it's giving.
Yeah. Jackson ruins everything. Yeah.
He ruined my hat, he ruined my clothes, he ruined my shoes, he ruined my spirit to live, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all really right. heard that and thought it was yeah. good.
Seriously, I thought this is it.
Y'all together remind me of Pinky and the Brain, where they're always trying to formulate a grand plan, but it always fails.
I think that it sounds better on Mikey's iPhone 4, and I, you know, hearing it in the cans and you know yeah. live like this, yeah. it does have a little bit of a punchier sort of adult film base than right. I expected.
Hold on. So we heard your feedback. I need a better stager. So we too had our audio guy go into the lab and create you this.
Oh! Jackson ruins everything. Why do you have to ruin everything, Jackson?
Ah,
wait, I kind of love it.
Did he create it on an iPhone 4? Because that's what you need for a nationally syndicated radio show and podcast.
Yeah, Jackson, GarageBand should sue you for defamation.
My favorite part of this whole segment, which we haven't even gotten to yet, because we're still talking about the intro, is watching Moe's stink face for all
this,
of them.
This is rough. Every single one of them is rough.
All right, Jackson, ruin the IRS, please.
Okay, all right. Let's get into what I actually came here to do, all right? Everyone here hates taxes, right? No one likes filing them. No. It's complicated. It's terrible.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. April 15th looms every single year. You know you're supposed to be on top of it, but it's just this terrible, terrible chore that always is constantly on the back of your mind, right? And you've got W-2s and 1099s and 4260s and all these just ridiculous things, not to mention the hundreds and thousands of line items on everything. It's incredibly complicated, right? And normally, you kind of just have to bite the bullet. You set some time aside, and you sit there, and you grind it out, right? Is that kind of how everyone here does their taxes normally?
I don't touch our taxes.
Well, lucky you.
My husband, that's his domain. Insurance and taxes. My hubby gets to handle both of them.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I know Abby was brought to tears one year.
Last year, I was crying because last year was my first year filing for my business taxes. And I was just like crying in my closet being like, I wanted to go to school to talk and make jokes on the radio. I don't know how to do this business stuff. I recently met with a financial planner and I was like, I don't know how I got here. Like, I shouldn't handle money. I don't want to deal with this TIN BS. Like, no, I want to laugh, haha, make jokes and not deal with all this crazy IRS stuff.
Right. And look what you've kind of had to do is you've had to circumvent doing it yourself by having to pay someone to literally do it for you. Yeah. Right. And so there's a reason why it's this complicated. And at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be this complicated. So the IRS knows how much you owe in taxes every year already prior to you filing. So you're like, why don't they just send me like an invoice basically and have me pay that? Bada bing, bada boom.
Like they do in other countries.
Exactly like they do in other countries.
But we don't trust ours.
Right. So this is called return-free filing. This has been brought up in Congress several times. And basically, they send you your completed tax reforms, and you just go into review and make sure that everything looks good. 99% of the time it is. Good to go. Done. The problem here is that the two major companies that are behind your electronic filings for taxes, which are TurboTax, which is owned by this company called Intuit, and H&R Block, actually lobby the government and pay millions upon millions of dollars to intentionally keep your taxes more complicated. Okay. Oh. It's one of those things where when you go on these sites, you can pay more for them to help make things easier for you. Mm-hmm. So in other words, they make things complicated so that you have to pay them to help you out and make things simpler. Make sense?
It does make sense.
It makes sense. It's jacked up, but it makes sense.
I want to sue them for emotional distress, actually.
I mean, it's completely unnecessary, and other countries have really got it in the bag, and I hate that every year it's something new, and there's more things that you have to keep track of, and I absolutely hate it.
Mo, do you do your own, or do you get a CPA?
I used to do my own. I started getting a CPA about 2 years ago.
Mm. Right, and especially when you have more complicated taxes, you've got property taxes, you've got other investments, you've got all these other, you know, investment vehicles, it makes filing much more complicated. And so basically these electronic filing companies are in it with the Congress, and they try and act like they're doing something altruistic. They're saying, we're here to provide this service for you. But what you don't realize is behind the scenes, they're intentionally actually, one, not only making things more complicated, but also hiding intentionally the free services that are out there and promoting their own very, their more expensive services for you.
That's messed up, man.
It's so messed up.
Here. Thanks for ruining that.
Yeah, there you go. So that'll make you even more upset next time you file your taxes.
Thanks for ruining everything, Jackson.
That's what I'm here for.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.